it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll get back to the Chiefs coming up at the top of the hour, but there has been a lot of college football news that we haven't gotten the opportunity to talk about yet, so why don't we just do this right now? I want us to put in proper context what we are currently seeing right now with Indiana's football program. Indiana had never won 10 games before last season. In their entire program's history, they had never won double-digit games in a season. They won 11 games last year, and currently they are 6-0 and look to be a team that could finish the regular season undefeated and potentially win the Big Ten. Now, I think Ohio State is the best team in college football. Now, a lot of that is based on they won the national championship last year and they haven't really done anything to shake my belief that they are the best team. But if we are talking about resume, what you've done, what you've accomplished so far this season, Miami probably has the best resume of any team in college football so far this season. And I think Indiana's is number two. Indiana just went on the road and I thought dominated Oregon from basically start to finish. It might honestly be one of the most impressive wins that we have possibly ever seen. Now, Rob, I don't mean this as to snipe at KU in any way, but when KU had that great season in 2007, they didn't have a win like that on their resume. Like, usually the upstart team that kind of pops up out of nowhere, they don't usually get the marquee banner road win that you can really hang your hat on. Oregon can win the national championship. That's a national power that we're talking about. One of the five best programs in college football. And when you're a 7.5 point favorite, the way that they were, you usually don't lose to teams like Indiana. You usually don't get dominated by teams like Indiana. With their current head coach, Kurt Cignetti, they're 17-2 with him at head coach. We are talking about one of the greatest runs, not just currently in college football. We are talking about one of the greatest runs in the history of the sport. You don't do that in this sport. We don't see new powers pop up in college football. You see them pop up in college basketball. Gonzaga wasn't a thing in 1995. They then became a thing. If we go back and we look at the teams that were really good 30 years ago in college football, it's basically the teams that are really good now. Except Indiana popped up out of nowhere. Look at right now in the sport. Alabama's really good. Notre Dame's really good. Georgia, Ole Miss. Programs that you know, you're not supposed to be really good if you're Indiana in college football, and they are right now. They might be the best team.
What Indiana's doing is crazy impressive. Now, I'll be the first to admit, I discounted them a little bit. I thought Oregon was going to flex their muscle.
I did too.
It was going to look like, remember last year when Indiana was undefeated and they went to Ohio State and got thumped?
I agree.
I thought it was going to look like that. Man, Indiana not only went on the road and won, they might be playing in Indianapolis here in the Big Ten title. And if they play Ohio State in the Big Ten title, because I don't believe they play each other in the regular season, I don't know that you can just put in pin that Ohio State can beat Indiana. Like, Indiana's going to go back to the college football playoff. Indiana has a chance to win the Big Ten title. They had a chance to win. They all have a chance to win the regular season title. Like, Indiana is the biggest story in college football. And we spent a year, myself included, kind of, oh, it's a cute story, but wait until someone they play someone real. They've played real teams this year, and they have absolutely shown they are part of the creme de la creme in college football.
I would say that one of college football's biggest problems, no program wants to accept what they are. When it comes to coaching searches and you start to hear some of the unrealistic coaches that you think you can poach away, you start to find out everybody that cheers for a college is delusional. Everybody thinks that they should be in a tier higher than what they are. Everybody thinks their ceiling is higher than what it is. That's the problem that Penn State.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
State has. Penn State thinks that they're Michigan. Penn State thinks that they're Ohio State. They think that they're Georgia. They think they're Oregon. They're not. Penn State lived a very good life for the last decade, being the seventh best program in college football. Not good enough to win the national championship, but good enough to play against just about anybody else. They just fired a coach who was 34-8 in his last 42 games and paid him $50 million to basically scram, get out of here. I don't think we've ever seen this. I don't think we've ever seen the fortunes for a coach turn so quickly who was as talented, and we're not talking about off-the-field issues. We're not talking about we found out that James Franklin has seven mistresses that live somewhere or was intimate with some college student. No, we're not talking about some scandal that got him fired. Penn State was leading Oregon in overtime just 3 weeks ago. At home, they had the lead in the first overtime against Oregon. And since then, they've lost to UCLA. They really got pummeled by UCLA. They lose at home to Northwestern. They're now, hey, you take the $50 million and go elsewhere. We don't want you anymore. We've never seen this kind of turn. When I'm talking about a coach who, for a team that we thought could win the national championship at the beginning of the season, for them to fire their coach in the middle of the season, and now I'm looking at their schedule, no James Franklin, no Drew Aller. Are we sure Penn State's making a bowl game this year? Because we can go through the Penn State schedule. I don't know if they're making a bowl game. Again, life comes at you fast, and I don't know if we've ever seen it come at a team faster than we just saw it come at Penn State.
To your point about teams kind of failing to understand what they are as a program, the names that have been floated around, the realistic names that have been floated around for Penn State, I'm not talking about the Penn State, you know, message boards that are saying crazy names.
I mean, there's only one name that really makes sense there.
It's Matt Rhule.
Yeah, for sure.
And Matt Rhule is just James Franklin. You know, he's a program builder. He was elite at Baylor and elite at Temple.
He's a very good head coach.
He's a very good head coach. There's no disrespect to Matt Rhule. Isn't Matt Rhule's knock the same knock we just saw with James Franklin? Good head coach, good recruiter. What's the biggest quality win Matt Rhule has had in his college football tenure? Like, it might actually be Penn State when he was at Temple. Like, it seems like it's the same person, just he has a Penn State lineage.
Yeah, and I guess, and this goes along with kind of what led this from the very beginning, is the people that you would think are greater than James Franklin are the truly great coaches, right? What do you think are truly great? Like, I know it sounds crazy because he just got fired. If we sat here and we made a list of not guys that you think are on the same tier as James Franklin, what coaches in college football do you think are better coaches than James Franklin? I'm telling you, the list is only guys who have won national championships. It's the same conversation we have about quarterback in the National Football League.
Dan Lanning probably on that list, but like, he's going to win a national championship.
Yeah, I mean,
one
we
day.
Say that until you got to go win one though at some point. I mean, you probably would have said 10 years ago you think James Franklin's going to win a championship at some point. I love Dan Lanning. You know, I told you 2 weeks ago I think that Dan Lanning would be the number one overall pick. He got smoked in the college football playoff last year. Got smoked. They just lost at home to Indiana. There's no guarantee they win it this year. Now, I'm with you. You keep getting enough chances, I think Dan Lanning's eventually going to get there. But I just think we do this a lot with coaches. I think we do this a lot with players. I think you're seeing this happen in your program at Kansas on a lower scale. You get enough success And now you've won 6-7 games. And now it's, well, hold on, our ceiling's a 9-win program. Maybe it's a 9-win program, but you got to find the absolute perfect coach. And that coach also has to want to be there.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.